And we have more breaking news coming into us here in Broadcasting House, live from Vancouver, Canada now. It's Jocelyn Tomkinson. Jocelyn, what kind of disability correspondent are you?
I am the Cures correspondent.
You are the Cures correspondent. So what is the latest Cures news, Jocelyn? Now, I've got a note here about the rather ubiquitous topic right now of 3D printing. Can you tell us a little bit about the 3D printing Cures-based progress news at the moment?
Well, 3D printing is popping up everywhere lately, and in the Cures area, it's popped up in two areas that I've heard of. One in 3D printing of retina cells for treatment of blindness, and the other in 3D printing of complex joints to for joint replacement surgery.
So hang on a minute. So because whenever I've seen 3D printing on the news, it's always been, you know, making quite useless things like new sofas and things like that. But this can actually be used for medical reasons, then, you're saying?
It is. In fact, it's turning out to be very useful in medical applications. And the greatest thing about this is they're using regular inkjet printers. One of the articles I stumbled across was actually from University of Cambridge, and they, some researchers there have used regular inkjet printers, although I'm sure they've taken the ink cartridges out. They've gotten those inkjet printers to print really complex layers of cells that are used in the formation of the retina so people can see. So retinal causes of blindness could be treated by this approach if they're able to make it work in humans.
Wow. And I know this is a really hard question, but is there any kind of timeline on this? How long is it going to be before I can print out a new retina? At home.
Well, I doubt that it will ever be done at home because
that's such a shame.
What you probably have to do is culture the cells in a laboratory and then print you a new retina and then grow it up a little bit. However, you know, this article is from a mouse study, which means that it's, you know, likely 10 years off if it works in humans.
And what about hips?
So there's an article going around about a Swedish girl who's had a 3D printed hip made for her. She has a complex skeletal dysplasia condition, and a regular hip replacement wouldn't work for her. And so they did a very complex three-dimensional MRI scan, and that information was fed back through a computer to a 3D printer, which used I believe it was an acrylic, so like a plastic material, to print out a three-dimensional, custom-made hip joint just for her.
So amazing.
I want one.
I know. Me too. I had a hip replacement, and I was like, "Where was this when I needed one?"
Well, I don't even need one, but I just want one.
No, exactly. No, for me, it's purely superficial. It's just been nice to have one lying around the house, quite frankly. But before we get on to other headlines with you, Jocelyn, listeners might want to know that you work in spinal cord injury research at a university in Vancouver, and you also host the rather wonderfully titled podcast, GIMP Hacks. So very quickly, what does GIMP Hacks mean? I can guess, but I think I'd like you to explain.
So GIMP Hacks, our podcast, is available at gimphacks.com, by the way.
Nice it's plug. You're listening to Ouch podcast on the BBC. Carry on.
It's a podcast about disability life and culture, and we focus more on the sort of hacks, the way that you can make life work for you. Although we always seem to stray into sex. I don't know how that happens.
We have that problem here. Well, we say problem. We have that situation here too. So, Jocelyn, I think we're going to have to actually wind this up a little bit early, purely because the line from Vancouver is somewhat dodgy, to put it mildly. You're breaking up slightly. We will have you on again, though, we promise. So just for now, could you do your official BBC Ouch correspondent sign-off, and we'll talk to you very soon.
I've been Jocelyn Tomkinson, Cures correspondent, reporting for Ouch News.
And if you want to be a correspondent, email us ouch@bbc.co.uk or tweet @bbcouch and tell us what you know lots about in your corner of the specialist disability world.